Sean Lang, I think, has a question. Is Sean Lang here?
Sean Lang, I'm senior lecturer in history at Anglia Ruskin University, but before that I have taught in primary and secondary and sixth form, and I ran the PGCE at Exeter at one time. The government has committed itself to freeing up schools and granting them greater autonomy. How, therefore, can we avoid repeating the chaotic state of history teaching before the national curriculum the last time it was left entirely to the teachers?
Thank you for that. Yes, here we have the well-known and perennial problem of should we have central control or should we have local freedom, which of course is a subject of particular significance in the world of the big society that we are now supposed to be in, and in particular significance in the world of academies that we are certainly in. So who of the panel would like to go first? Chris?
It seems to me this takes us to the crux of one reason why we're holding this tonight. It's the right of children for access to history, and surely that is the one thing we've got to hold on to. I am extremely worried that these developments will make it more difficult, will actually create a sort of alternative curriculum that suits the academies, either for political reasons or for social engineering or whatever, that takes difficult things out because history is perceived to be difficult. I think we need to focus on ensuring that history is always in these sorts of syllabuses. Perhaps the debate about what it should be is a more complex one. This business of the difficulty of it, I mean, it'd be interesting to know, just by a show of hands, I mean, is that the perception in your school, that history is a more difficult subject than some others? Yeah. It is. I mean, in a way, that is perhaps a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for the government. It's going to be a challenge for anybody who advises, it seems to me, on that. And perhaps this is where the big society comes in, that there's a broad church out there. We've had some very interesting questions tonight on ethnic minorities and other ways of approaching history. It seems to me there is going to be a big challenge there, but that right of access to history has got to be absolutely paramount.
Okay. Sean, fortunately, I know you terribly well, and as ever, you ask very difficult questions. Freedom's a wonderful thing until people start to use it. And it's certainly true that for a whole range of reasons, devolving curriculum freedoms to schools is likely to lead to greater curriculum experimentation, and some of that is likely to take us away from a subject-based curriculum. I'm absolutely clear that in a world in which schools have greater curriculum autonomy, the real battle, if you want, the real battles over the curriculum are not fought in working groups or in the House of Commons or in seminar rooms. They are in schools, and they are the point at which history teachers and teachers of other subjects engage creatively and passionately with senior managers and make the arguments about the contribution that history makes to children's general education. And the key argument, it seems to me, for having history in the curriculum is not what it leads on to after school, however much that may be important, but that an understanding of the past, an understanding of where we came from, an understanding of how our understandings of the past are constructed is an irreducible part of what it means to be an educated person for all children. Now, how that is then operationalized in terms of the curriculum structure, I'm sort of less worried about. There is some really interesting interdisciplinary work where history teachers work creatively and imaginatively with other subjects. There's some really bad interdisciplinary work, but there's some really good interdisciplinary work. There's some really good single discipline work, and there's some really bad single discipline work. But the onus, it seems to me, is on the profession mounting the arguments in school locally about the importance of history teaching. Because big society, school autonomy, we are clearly moving away from a model in which local entitlement is defined by central prescription.